I welcome you to tonight's shiur. Mount Sinai Beis Medrash offers a variety of learning opportunities, including many shiurim. One of them is the Daf Yomi shiur, where we, along with thousands of yidden across the globe, learn every daf, every day, morning and evening. We are now holding the conclusion of the Seches Bava Kama, which I will now be deciding.
It's a cover to be here. The place that's not only Mokum Tefillah, but Mokum Tevah as well. Baruch Hashem, there are many shuls in different neighborhoods. The place that's Mokum Tevah, there's a kiyas for learning. It's a place of tremendous hashivas, and I hope it's Hashem that should be desired to increase the learning. We're proud to be a little piece of the learning that takes place in this place. You're going to send the Zikim in the Daf, and they ask me to speak regarding the Aseret Meshuva. So where is the Aradaba HaShavah from sending the Zikim to Aseret Meshuva? Only one thing. The Melech Hayek Sudako Mishpat switches to Melech Mishpat. So that's my topic for tonight. As you know, we make certain Shinuyim in the Aseret Meshuva. Ruba de Ruba, the Shinuyim are not Anakim.
Judgment of people during that time, the Chai Yisrael
king's seven judgments. The king's seven judgments, everyone knows. The two women fighting over a baby came to Shlomo HaMelech. They come to Shlomo HaMelech. They go to the Sinai, go to the desert. If you learn David, you know that David HaMelech sat in Mishpat. When Absalom wanted to stir up rebellion against David, Absalom goes, where do you go? You want to make trouble? You go to the Crimea. When David passed it, so whoever lost, Absalom told him, you were right. If I lived in the king, you would have won. David sat, he did. David sat, he passed it. Shemaah sat, he passed it. What's the Mishnah? Side. It's a frightening thing. It's a frightening thing. Which way is it going to go? Just So I come in on March 22nd.
I come in the morning.
The way it works in Brooklyn, it used to work, you started to computerize. They had these big signs when you walk in, you look to your name, it says which quadrant you're going into. So I had my quadrant. I walk into the quadrant. The judge sitting there is a fellow that comes to the Navi Shir for the last 20 years. And he's sitting there. The way it works in Brooklyn is they all, you know, like everyone sits and come up one at a time. So I had to sit down and wait, and I go over and greet him and say, hey, you know, the fellow ahead of me was some dark skinned individual who apparently doesn't go to the Navi Shir, so he's out there. And then I went up, and the policeman came up, and the policeman told the story, and I showed the pictures. But you know, just said I was innocent. A waste of a good piece. I really was innocent. So that happened to me. That's exactly this Likud that I was looking at. Exactly. When we come in on the Yomati, we beg the Rabbi Yishmael, don't do a Mishmael Asenei. You never know. You don't know. They're going to put on the scale. You don't know. We know that us one. We beg the Rabbi Yishmael, when it comes to Yom HaDin, do a Mishpat HaMelech. Do a Mishpat HaMelech. So far, Mr. Rabbi Yishmael, I'll tell you the Mishpat HaMelech. I'll tell you the Mishpat HaMelech. Baruch Ato Hashem Melech, Oyehem Tzedaka O Mishpat. It's like a Mishpat who loves the Mishpat HaSem. Shiva Shaitan of Barishaina, that's what we're talking about. But Shiva Shaitan of Barishaina means the Mishpat Asenei. We change from Melech Chaye Tzedaka of Mishpat to HaMelech of Mishpat. You see, it's not the same. It's very different. HaMelech of Mishpat means that at the Rabbi Yishalom judges, Hashem is the Melech of Mishpat. We change Melech Ayeh Tzedaka Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat because it means a different Mishpat. It means something else entirely. Without understanding this, you don't understand the words of Sukhis, the words of the Pizmayin that we say, constantly say, Pizmayin that talk about such Lashaynas. This morning, we were saying, we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu when one of the Pizmayin to give us Matnas Chinam. What does it mean, Mandasino? What does it mean, Mandasino? What does it mean exactly on the day of the day? There's no, we have no answer, Mumagi Pesha. That's what we say. Beinazia Mandas Pesha. How do we say to Rabbi Yeshua, Beinazia Mandas Mumagi Pesha, Adin Yahweh, the Rabbi Yishua? It's a Kaino, not Yishua, and not a Yishua. We say, if we're not supposed to Rabbi Yishua, Tzadkeinu b'mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat. That's exactly what we're talking about. The words of the of all of the many of the Pizmayim, of many of the things we say when they're wrong, they take on a new meaning, a new life. We want to develop the Rabbi Yishalom. This kesher of Ahava, this kesher of connection. That's the avoid of these days. To be zayche. The whole mosaic that in a service you make sure you take on Chumras is built on this idea. Built on this idea. The inside problem in Ahava is that Ahava is connected to doing things you don't have to do for other person. But you have to be happy. Ahava is doing more. It's having a kesher, having a connection. So I picked him up, and luckily she had a meeting on the book. So he gets into the car. He says to me, do you mind making one stop along the way? I said, I don't mind, just tell me where. He said, I'll tell you. See, you might see people know to go from Flatbush to Borough Park across Ocean Park. So he says, when I get to Ocean Park, I used to make a right. Driving. And I get on the highway. I say, okay, Rabaria, here we go. He says to me the following. He says, he, I don't know if he still does, he then, it was something called Radio Free Europe. They gave him the name after the Iron Curtain fell, which is the American government pays for broadcasts into Russia, into the communist part of Europe. So they had a broadcast, and Rabaria had a 1 hour parsha shir. Broadcast every Thursday night into Russia. And this was Tuesday night or so. He said, again, this is before the internet. So he said he had to mail his cassette to Washington. It had to be mailed that day. And he says to me, he missed the post office. The post office is in Brooklyn, close at 5. He said, if you go through the tunnel, right on the other side of the tunnel is a post office, and they are open to mine. And we'll drop it off there. So I say to him, Rabaria, you're very nice, you're going to read the tunnel when you're in the city. I said, Rabaria, it's 10 after 9. It's 10 after 9. He says, maybe it'll still be open. He tells me, federal employees can still be open. He says, maybe it'll still be open. So we come there, and the shutters are rolled down. Dark, but only a federal building could be dark, and I'm dark all around. I said, you see, it's not open. He says, we go around the back. In the back, they have these push bar doors, on the outside, there aren't any handles. He says, take me to that door. He jumps out, he knocks on the door. On the other side, someone pushes it open, he gives it a package, and he takes it in. He comes back to the car, he says to me, you think this is the first time I came here? He knew someone on the other side, someone on the sorting inside, and the person knows, who listens for a snack on every Tuesday night. I told him that, that's Saf Lon Shar, Yishasi Yilashar. It's closed. If you have a friend inside, he'll still open up for you. Saf Lon Shar, Yishasi Yilashar. And the other lady, the to show some kind of a personal connection. A shaykh is a rabbi. How do you do that? By undertaking things that show the connection to the rabbi. The Palm used to encourage us every year to make small kabbalas. I was very kabbalas and small kabbalas. Small kabbalas. He called it a down payment. To say to the Rebbe Shalom, I can't be sure about everything. It's a down payment. You owe somebody a lot of money. You don't have money, what are you going to do? You pay a little bit. You must buy yourself. So make a down payment. That's my general. Every day, so. It bothers me. This time of the year, I hear Joshua's. I see written. Words, speeches that generally begin with the following words. It says, oh, it's going to be wrong again. Last year we said, we'll behave. This year we say, we'll behave. There will be a comes and goes with the same every year. Yeah, but it's such a pleasure. The same every year. It bothers me not really. I don't personally assist to it. The same every year. The same every year. I remember over my young man, come on, every dollar. Toy, or every improvement I did started with the other thing on. Remember when he was in Kabul, to be careful when I prayed. So then, that was a gift. One year, I was in Kabul with a group that we were not going to miss the Imam Center by the end of the wedding. And from then on, we did. We make Kabul every year. I don't say 6 every year. But a person can say, Shabbos. Shabbos. In his later years, Rabbi Yosher became hard of hearing. He didn't hear well. And whatever the halacha reason is, we'll discuss a different time. But when Yosher, when he got Shmeina Esrei, at that stage, got in quite loud. He got in Shishir Lozen. He got in quite loud. I remember the first time it happened, I'm standing there, Rabbi Yosher. And I'm trying to have Kabbalah Shmeina Esrei, and Rabbi Yosher was got me. I'm very interested in hearing what he's saying. It was very distracting in the Shmeina Esrei, I'm saying, yeah. So, in the Shmeina Esrei, I decided, I'll just stay alone with him. I'll just stay alone with Rabbi Yosher. It's interesting, the second week, it was Yom Arbas, as I guess, which was there, Rabbi Yosher's son-in-law. So, they actually gave him the seat closer to Rabbi Yosher instead of me. Just not because he's related. They wouldn't be one over. And we down to Shmeina Esrei, I realized he was doing the same thing. That would be Rabbi Yosher. No three said, why don't you get out of the exactly. So I got up with Yosher. Rabbi Yosher is interesting. He davened like a person talks. He talked to somebody. Shmeina Esrei was pretty quick. Davened like you're talking to somebody. He's talking to Rabbi Yosher. But I noticed like three words. He said slowly and with kavanah. He said everything with kavanah, but slowly and with kavanah. Amazah shimasa l'tzira, he said with kavanah. So that year, Rosh Hashanah, as mekabel mineder, or mekabel sami mineder, a kavanah poshim esrei. Three words I can hear them, especially by morning. Usually you wake up anyway by morning. So I was a cattle. As she must have. Why do I mention it? Because the person lives from year to year. I was thinking, what was I going to stay there tonight and tell you that it's not the same every year? It changes. I doubt it matters. I told her. Shulchan Aruch has a list of things that Psa'i Zutr, Asr, Potter, Achai. Yeah, certainly Shulchan Aruch in our clarity word. So it's a big list of things that are called Hidr Mitzvah, Zizanagin, that are called Machin Tavla Bracha, Yeshmai Nachin Aras. It's a list of them. Why are they here? What kind of book of law is that? Okay, you think that in New York and the Muncie Wars, you know, you park, you know, 15 feet from the fire hydrant, look at them. 8 feet, exhaust, 8 to 15, the Machin Tavla Bracha. It's such a book of rules. It's a list of things where a person can show Namas Hashem. Namas Hashem. A person who goes to the Baruch Shalom and wants everything according to Shura Sadin is Yeshua Kibbutz.